This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong's protest movement took a violent turn on Sunday. AP's Ben Thomas explains.
Sunday's massive march started peacefully, with protesters chanting slogans including Free Hong Kong. But as it reached a police-designated endpoint, thousands continued onward, at various points occupying key government and business districts, throwing eggs, spray-painting surveillance cameras, and splattering China's national emblem with black ink. As darkness fell, police fired tear gas, scattering demonstrators, many coughing and dousing their eyes with water. Meanwhile, Hong Kong media outlets released video footage showing masked assailants attacking commuters in a subway station. I'm Ben Thomas.
A leading House Democrat, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, told Fox Television Sunday that Special Counsel Robert Mueller will give very substantial evidence that will make the case for impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump. Mueller is set to testify before two House committees Wednesday on his investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to meddle in the 2016 presidential election. He's also to address whether Mr. Trump obstructed justice in trying to derail the probe. Mueller has said that he chose the words in his report very carefully. It would not provide any other information in any public testimony. But Nadler says lawmakers will ask Mueller some very specific questions about parts of the report. The Mueller report concluded there was not enough evidence to determine that President Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia, but Mueller wrote he could not exonerate Mr. Trump of allegations of obstruction of justice. Mueller turned the matter over to Attorney General William Barr. Barr said he would find no evidence of obstruction. And, of course, President Trump all along has said that he has done nothing wrong. This is VOA News.